Next, David talks about breaking a food addiction and the freedom that lies within.
Because of the compulsiveness and then the guilt about it. First, so there's a compulsive acting out, then there's guilt about the acting out. And that's an endless vicious cycle. First cravingness and satisfying the cravingness, and then guilt over satisfying the cravingness. And once you're out of the cycle, there's a greater sense of freedom. You think about food occasionally, but only when it's really close to dinner time, frankly. So there's a greater mental freedom. So what happens is you let go of the guilt about it. So you're free of the guilt and you're free of the compulsion. You don't have to think about it, worry about it, and try to control it. And what happens is you disappear it. The way out of all these things is to disappear them. Let go resisting them. And eventually, if you let go resisting a thing, it'll become super boring. So if I tell you now, I want you to think about a peanut butter sandwich, And I come back in 2 minutes. Are you still thinking about a peanut butter sandwich? You'll find you couldn't even do it for 2 minutes. They'll check with you all day. Are you thinking about a peanut butter sandwich now? No. Well, think about a peanut butter sandwich, all right? And all right, I want you to think more about a peanut butter sandwich. I don't want you to think about anything except a peanut butter sandwich. You'll find that you can't make yourself think about a peanut butter sandwich for more than a minute at the most. If I tell you don't think about a peanut butter sandwich, it'll be on your mind all day. Do not think of a peanut butter sandwich. Do not think about it. Automatically fixates it.
And we might talk about something else, too. We might talk about using another consciousness technique, which has a general application. All the things we're talking about have many applications. There is a technique also where you picture the kind of body you want to have. You picture the kind of body you want to have, and you picture the kind of feeling that you want to have about having this kind of a body. Remember some time in your life when you were feeling joyful and pleased with yourself, and now picture yourself, picture that body the way you want it to be, and reawaken that emotion. Let's say you want to be slim. Picture yourself as slim, and begin to love that picture. Love that picture of yourself. Love that picture of the body, and now let it go. Now let it go, knowing that what you've done is you've set up a program, you've set up what is going to be in the future, because the mind will now begin to move in that direction automatically. Just love that picture of yourself, and if you like, you can put the number of pounds under it. Right now, I have 132 under my picture, so I picture how I want to look, you know, relatively slim, so your clothes feel comfortable. And under that, I have a picture of 132. So I just love that about myself. And I say, you know, fantastic at your age to be slim and active and feel good about the body. I love myself for that. We want to stop identifying with the body. I am not the body. I have a body. So how I view my relationship to body, it becomes important. I am that which has a body, like I am that which has a car. I am that which has a house I live in. So the car, the body becomes like those things. It becomes like my pet. It becomes like my pet animal. My friend Gloria Ross calls it her pet. And that's a great way to look at it. See, this is my little pet. This is my bicycle. This is my vehicle. This is my car. This is my pet that carries me around. But it's different than saying, I am that. I am that. Because if I say, I am the body, then I am subject to what goes on with the body. And if it gains weight, then it is me that is fat. I am the one at fault. I berate me thinking I am the body. It doesn't take too much in the way of meditative self-awareness to realize that you are that which experiences the body. You are not the body. Body cannot experience itself, it only can be experienced in mind. Mind can only be experienced by consciousness. Consciousness itself can only be experienced by a field greater than itself called awareness. So I am that which is aware of the body. I am that which is beyond the body. So how I am with that body now? I am one thing, the body is another. And this body is going to reflect what I'm holding in consciousness. So that my problem is not the body at all. The problem is what I'm holding in consciousness. My problem is merely to change the vibrational patterns within consciousness. And this body is going to do automatically what it's told to do. The body can't think. The body has no mind. what I am, that which I am, has the mind, and the body follows what I tell it to do. So this imaging technique, the way in which I hold as pleasurable my relationship, and I enjoy its activity now. I enjoy the way it sort of bounces around. As we keep letting go and keep following these techniques, what happens is the body seems to get lighter. The body, having nothing to do with weight, is experienced as progressively weightless.
You can do the identification with the idealized body image as a mental process. And you can also ignore or learn how to get off thinking about yourself as a body. People get obsessed with their body and they spend endless time fooling with the details of the body and the way they're dressed and all that, and waste all their time on physicality. And all your boss is interested on is your sales for the month. So you move out of performance into really just lovingness as a general field of beingness. When you live in that field, then that's all you care about, is the positive emotions. So it's the aura that radiates out from lovingness that has its power. It's the aura of love, as the actual energy of the field itself is very powerful. So when I looked at the rattlesnake and the rattlesnake looked at me and I turned myself over to the divinity and the love of God, it was the energy of that field that suspended both of us outside of time, and we were both ultra safe and we both knew it. It was experiential. There was no thought involved. So when you're out of the compulsion to eat, you don't have to think about it. It just doesn't happen anymore. So if you love yourself enough, you'll say, if I feel like I want to eat something, I'm going to go and lay down for 5 minutes. What does it take to lay down for 5 minutes? You tell somebody you can take off weight by laying down for 5 minutes and ask them at the end of the week, how many times did you lay down this week? They say they didn't lay down even once. They think they want to do something about it, but in reality, they don't.